Today, the course at Wente Vineyards in Livermore, California.
This is Golf Smarter. Each week, you'll get inside information on how to lower your scores through strategy and course management. We'll ask course pros, designers, and architects to reveal their secrets in an effort to improve your game. If you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, subscribe to the Golf Smarter podcast. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Hi, and welcome. Thanks for joining us again for the Golf Smarter podcast. And today is going to be kind of fun for me because we're talking to a man who I see as a visionary. You've heard me talk many times about the T-Tour videos. Well, this is the guy who had the guts to say, let's give it a shot. So the T-Tour video is actually of the course at Wente Vineyards. And our guest today is the director of golf there, general manager, godlike man over there, Chris Conway. Hi, Chris.
Wow, a deity.
A deity.
I need to take a step back from myself.
DOG, deity of golf.
Deity. Oh, boy. How you doing, Fred?
I'm doing fine. How's it going?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Well, I know that you're pretty excited these days because the course at Wente Vineyards is going to be hosting a PGA event for the very first time.
Yeah, the PGA Tour, the PGA Nationwide Tour is coming to town here March 30th through April 2nd, starting 2006. And we've got a contract with the PGA Tour for the next 4 years after that. That it's going to be real exciting to see what kind of golfers come through this place and what level of play actually transcends onto our golf course. Number one, number two, what we can do with players that are looking to their future on the PGA Tour and how well they can play this golf course. We'll obviously have a little bit of play into that.
Well, maybe if they listen to the Golf Smarter podcast, they'll get a clue of how to play it. Or if they get to watch the T-Tour DVD and watch all 18 holes, they'll get a better sense of how to play the course.
I certainly think they will.
I think we should get it to them. and what would be really cool is I'm going to come out to the event on Sunday. Maybe we can talk to one of the players and talk to them how they approach a new course. And see how the pros do it, because that's what this show is all about, is approaching a course that you've never played before and getting some local knowledge and see how they do it.
Absolutely. And in knowing how some of these professionals go about, walking through the golf course and seeing a golf course for a first time, they probably have to play the DVD backwards. But realistically, I think they're going to watch it all the way through, and then they're going to take their walk backwards and realize that the shots that we have on the DVD are really the poignant shots that they want to play, and strategically playing the golf course the way it should be played.
When you say backwards, you mean from the green to the tee, or from 18 to 1?
Both. From the 18th green all the way back to the first tee is usually the best way to actually get a good look at the golf course. You strategically can map it out in your mind, the shots that you want to play, and not only the shots you want to play, but the clubs that you're going to have to hit at each different location around the golf course. And fortunately, with T-Tour, it takes everyday golfers and gives them exactly the same features, the same setup, but from the first tee to the 18th green, just in the regular order.
Well, you could watch it however you want. It's a DVD.
Absolutely.
Give me a little history of Wente Vineyards and the Livermore Valley, if you can do that.
Sure. The course at Wente Vineyards was designed by Greg Norman, and it was constructed in 1998, opened in July of 98. And it, since then, has really been probably one of the premier courses in the Northern California area. The setting, the ambiance, I think the layout of the golf course and the challenge that it has for all levels of golf really make it one of the favorites amongst the avid golfers, particularly those with the low handicappers that can really strike the ball well and get some good distance on their tee shots. The greens typically have some speed to them, but putt very true. So many of the golfers out there who see our golf course for the first time are amazed at how great the conditions are for the course. And the views and the aesthetics are just fantastic with the vineyards all around the course. The course actually lays in and amongst the vineyards that have been here for over 100 years.
And that's different than other courses in Northern California that have vineyards associated, right? Because the other courses, the vineyards are like over there.
Yeah, they're typically a separate piece of property, and there's only a handful of golf courses, even in the whole in the entire world, that have vineyards in and amongst the course itself. And our vineyards actually lay in as either lateral hazards or out of bounds. For the way the course lays out and marks each one of the holes. So you got to play strategically, without a doubt. And I think when you watch T-Tour and watch the video, you'll get the idea that that's exactly the way the course sets up.
It's not really a walking course, is it?
No. But the guys that come out here to play the PGA Tour will unfortunately have to walk the golf course. And I think that's where a big test will come for them is how much stamina they have coming into the finishing holes. But this golf course is made for golf carts. We have a lot of terrain, and we get up into some altitude in a couple locations where the views and the vistas are just fantastic. But that lends to that ambiance and feel for what the golf course has to offer, what the true, even the entire area, the Tri-Valley area, has to offer. And the golf carts are pretty much a main staple out here. We have to have the golf carts, I think, in order to keep the play moving and pace appropriate for all levels of golf. It's important for everybody to use a golf cart.
Do you have GPS?
We do not have GPS. We do have a couple of different GPS systems that are remote systems that we offer through the golf shop with both Sky Golf and iGolf. iGolf is coming on board. They have actually the GPS plans already laid into their system. We're just looking forward to them coming on board with their units in the golf shop, which have just been a fantastic add-on to the experience that we have out here. But the golf carts themselves do not have GPS. We have yardage guides that also are included with the DVD from T-Tour. They give you a little bit of a better idea and understanding of the lay of the land, and also give you the markings out there so you can choose the right club when you're looking for the shot.
And how is the course marked?
The course is marked. We've got sprinkler heads that are out in the middle of the fairways and in areas of the rough, as well as some of the tiles that are on the cart paths marked at 50-yard increments. But the sprinkler heads are predominantly the ones that are used the most. Depends on time of year, but most of the year we have the carts that are able to get out on the golf course. During the winter months, obviously, when it's a little bit more wet, we ask that the carts stay on the paths. So it can be a little bit of a time-consuming effort as far as pace is concerned, but we do allow people the opportunity to definitely choose the best club out of their bag in order to make the best shot out there for the game.
Tell me about your practice facilities.
We have a driving range that actually was just renovated for specifically for the Nationwide Tour that was coming out. We have 30 different stalls up on a grass tee deck up on top of it's actually the highest point we have now on the golf course. That hits into the hillsides. We also have a couple practice greens that are located down next to the clubhouse, one putting green, strictly a putting green, and the other one is a putting and chipping green. We offer different levels of lessons and instruction with a number of the professionals that we have out here, and pretty soon during the summer we're going to offer some junior clinics as well as some group instruction programs.
Are the practice putting greens pretty representative of what the greens are like on your course?
We try to keep them as close as we possibly can. They do take on a lot more traffic, obviously, than the rest of the greens out on the golf course, just because we do have people practicing on them rather than just going out and warming up for their round of play. But they are pretty true, and they are pretty representative of what we have on the golf course.
And when you're going to play at the course at Wente Vineyards, you shouldn't arrive at the very last minute.
Now, the first tee, unfortunately, is not exactly right next to the clubhouse. It's not like you step out the door and then pop a tee in the ground and put the ball in the air. It'll take you a few minutes to get to the first tee. What we do is we ask people to come out about a half hour ahead of time if they can. Get checked in, have a few moments to warm up. If they can, go up to the range, hit a few balls, come down, knock a few putts around on the practice greens. Then our staff will invite them to go to the first tee about 5 to 10 minutes ahead of their tee time so they can get teed off on time.
If you're going, and this is my recommendation, if you're going out to the course at Wente Vineyards for the first time, don't try to just go in for 4 or 4.5 hours of golf. Try to make a day of it, because not only do they have great practice facilities, but you're going to want to spend some time in the clubhouse afterwards.
Fred, you're absolutely right. The 4.5 hour or 4 hour time frame for playing golf is long gone in many, many books, especially when it comes to resort or resort-style golf. And that's exactly what our golf course is. It's a setup that we want you to enjoy the experience. We want you to go out there and really, not take too much time, because you might be putting a lot of pressure on the other golfers that are out there. But we definitely want you to enjoy the experience and take it all in. And once the round is done, you step into the 19th hole of the clubhouse and enjoy a nice glass of the Riva Ranch Chardonnay or the Charles Whitmore Cab.
Yeah, definitely stick around for the wine because they make it right there, and this is great, great wine.
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's play some golf.
Okay.
All right, we're going to pick six holes today, and you're going to give us a shot-by-shot guide on only six holes. The video has all 18, which you do the instruction on. What's the first hole you'd like to do on the front nine?
Well, I think our signature hole, number two, is one that a lot of people get, you know, a little confused on. They can't figure out whether or not they should go for it or they should play it a little bit more cautiously and conservatively. The second hole is about a 320-yard par 4 from its deepest point. It usually plays from the blues or the whites, anywhere between 260 and 290 yards. And it's a tree-lined hole on either side, in a very narrow fairway, but it is a short hole, and it does have some risk-reward to it. There's bunkers that play right in front of the green, as well as another bunker that's in the back left. The green itself is probably one of the smallest greens we have on the golf course. The smart play is just to hit a nice long iron to the middle of the fairway and give yourself an easy wedge or maybe a 9-iron in. For those golfers that feel they've got it in their bag, they can go for it. But you got to be aware, if you get into a little trouble, you might be looking at bogey or double bogey for a final score on the hole. Just be prepared for that. The hole has in the backdrop our logo, our course logo, which is the Cresta Blanca hillside. And it's just an absolutely beautiful setting over the top of the golf course.
How many tee boxes you guys have?
We have 5 tee boxes at each hole.
That's a lot.
It is.
Okay. So now you're saying it's a small green there, and how do you play it? Well, let's go ahead and take that first shot then. What is our target? If this is the first time we're playing the course, we shouldn't be going for it. We should golf smarter.
You should golf smarter.
And what is our target?
That's a slogan for T-Tour, I think, isn't it? Golf smarter.
And that's why we made the name of the show, Golf Smarter.
Golf Smarter.
Because I already had cards printed that it said Golf Smarter on
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Well, if you're going to be favoring one side of the fairway, it would have to be the left side. It gives you the best opportunity for the larger section of the green, depending on where the pin placement is, obviously. But more often than not, the left side is the safest. Even though there's trees on that side, there's thick rough, some native grasses as well. If you get over there too far, you're going to be stuck in that, but you'll still have a shot at the green. Whereas if you go too far to the right side of the fairway, you may have a couple trees and another hazard, obviously, with the rough there as well in your way, and that may be more detrimental. So you just want to be very careful. But playing right down the center, shoot for the center of the fairway, you should be fine, but favor the left side.
Well, that's real interesting because I know that standing at that tee box for the first time, you look down the left side, that's pretty scary.
It is scary.
Those trees look awfully daunting.
They are. And they can grab a ball out of midair, it seems like, in a matter of seconds. But that is the play that, if you feel confident with your long irons, you definitely want to be favoring that left side.
Okay. And now we're on the fairway. We've made it into the wider part. We're favoring the left. Now we have a good angle to come into the green. But you do have bunkers there. What do you advise?
Play for the center of the green. The green is typically fairly firm. If the pin is in front, you may have a long putt coming back, but if the pin is in back, you're probably going to have a nice short putt. The idea on that particular shot is don't try to get cute, don't try to get too touchy-feely with it. Just go for the center of the green. Give your putter the chance for helping you make bird.
Okay, and there is birdie opportunities here.
It's a great birdie hole.
Oh, okay. That's a good way to start
off. But you have to play it smart. You have to golf smarter.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
What do you want to go next?
Well, let's try number 7.
All right.
Number 7 is a great par 3. It's a downhill par 3. For the ladies, it plays anywhere from about 130, 540 yards, and it backs up for the men and the tournament that's coming up here to 230 yards. It's downhill, so you've got to play it probably anywhere between a club and a half to 2 clubs difference, backing off of whatever you're typically hitting from those distances. The wind will play havoc with this ball in flight. Our typical trade winds that we have at this golf course come out of the west, and on this particular hole will be from left to right as the hole faces north. The green is an absolutely enormous green, So trying to go for the flag is definitely what you have in mind. There are some big bunkers and deep bunkers that are around the green. I wouldn't worry about those. Get those out of your mind. You want to absolutely take the ball dead aim right at the flag as best you possibly can. After you take the tee shot and watch the ball float for, you know, looks like half a year, you're going to see this ball land, and it is a large green. You're going to have anywhere from about 75, 80 feet from the front to the back of this green. That's how big it is.
Oh, and it's not level.
It's not level. As is typical with almost all the greens we have out here, the slope is predominantly from the back of the green to the front. This particular green is a little bit more severe with that slope. Plus, it has some undulations in a couple of different spots that are a little tricky to read. So you want to take an extra second or two to line up that putt and make sure that you have the best angle into the hole.
And this is a handicap 5, right?
It's a difficult hole. A lot of people take a look at it and they think it looks fairly, open. It's a big green, should be an easy par. Don't take it too lightly. It is a fairly tough hole to manage, particularly with the wind.
Wow. So if you walk away with a bogey here, be happy and be quiet.
I don't know about be quiet, because there's a lot of people who have a few things to say, and some of them aren't too nice, but, be happy that you were able to get away with a 4. It's not a bad score on that hole.
Really interesting. So this is a big downhill shot on your tee box, too.
Mm-hmm, it is.
And are there any level holes in this golf course?
Very few. Very few. We have the last 4 holes that are on the golf course, 15, 16, 17, 18, that are probably the flattest of all of them. The tee and the green level and the fairway level are about the same. There's some undulations and moguls that run through each one of those holes, but for the most part, those are the flattest ones we have.
So basically, you really should know your distances on your clubs and then add or subtract 1 or 2 each time.
Oh, definitely with the wind coming into play, you have to do that on this golf course. And if we have any rain or any other conditions out there, cold air or whatnot, you have to give yourself a little bit more club than you're normally used to.
Hmm. Well, we got 2 holes left in the front 9. Which one would you like to do?
Well, we got, I think, number 8. The next hole is a par 5 that follows number 7 there,
right.
That par 3. And you take one difficult par 3 and add a difficult par 5 onto it.
That'll mess with your head.
And it can wreck your round. I'll be very honest with you. This hole is no easy task. It takes 2 really good shots to put yourself in a good layup position to make a third shot onto the green. The vineyards come into play on the left-hand side. There's out-of-bounds on the right-hand side. The fairway looks fairly wide, but it's still a fairly long hole, and you have to be deadly accurate with both your first 2 shots.
Well, what's the what's our target on the first shot?
Well, your first shot, you've got a bunker that's on the right-hand side. Most people will not be able to reach that from the deep tees, but if you're playing the forward tees, it does come into play. I see a lot of people in there, that are playing from either the whites, sometimes the blues, but the target you have there is that bunker, and maybe just play the left edge of it. And as you get to your second shot, you have a creek that comes up about 100 yards in front of the green. And if you don't feel like you can get it over the creek, don't test your luck on it. Give yourself a good chance of making par at the very least, and put the ball down in front of the creek. If you have the guts and you have you feel like you can pull it off, you've got to have one big club in your bag to do it. You can probably go for the green. I would advise against it only because there's not a lot of there's a lot of risk there and not a lot of reward. Again, it's a big green just like number 7 was, and it's got even deeper and bigger undulations to it than the 7th green does. This third shot that you're going to have into the green. Is one that you really can't see because the green is so far above that level from 100 yards out where that creek is, that you need to just kind of test your will, test your fortitude, and be aggressive as much as you possibly can. But play your yardages, play it off of where the pin is for the day, and I wish you the best of luck.
Now, can you at least see the top of the flag?
for the most part, you can't. Sometimes the pin is in the back, and it's very difficult to see.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have different colored flags for front towards back, or is it just pin placement?
We don't. We actually have a target sheet that's on the carts as well as in the yardage guide.
Mm-hmm.
We have 9 different pin positions, and we change that on a daily basis. There are 3 pin positions that are in the back of that green in particular that are very difficult to see. You will be able to see the tops of the flags, but that's if you're, you know, taller than 4 feet and you can get up on the bigger rides with all the big boys.
And one thing that we should really point out here is we've been talking about wine country in Northern California, but you're not up in the what everyone thinks of as wine country, are you?
No. Livermore Valley is actually east of Oakland. Contrary to popular belief that we're actually part of Napa or Sonoma, which is actually in the north end of the Bay Area, Livermore Valley is part of the San Francisco Appalachian, and it's east of Oakland, just about 35 minutes northeast of San Jose.
Okay, and a geography lesson to boot. All right, let's take a short break here and grab some water because it's hot out there, and we'll do the back nine.
As we make the turn, we want you to know that we're taking requests. If you'd like us to feature a specific course on Golf Smarter, our email address is golfsmarter@ttour.com. That's golfsmarter, one word, @TEETOUR.com. Whether you're planning a golf vacation, playing in an upcoming tournament, or have a favorite course for which you have a question, please let us know and we'll do a show just for you. Again, here's your host for Golf Smarter, Fred Green.
We're doing the course at Wente Vineyards with Chris Conway. And Chris, before we come out to play your course, what shot should we be practicing?
Ooh,
and what
so
should
many.
We have in our what should we have in our bag
here's
that's going to help us lower our score?
Here's the shot that you should not be practicing, and that's the big booming drive. That's not you don't need to have that at this golf course. What you need to have is the long iron in your bag that you can play off the tee, you can play out of the fairway. That you feel comfortable with and you're confident with. If you have the driver in your bag, that's a great backup, but you don't need it.
Huh, interesting. And it's not like there's a lot of trees and stuff that you're going to go off to the sides and be stuck under trees. You're out of bounds is out of bounds.
Right? Out of bounds is out of bounds, and the Vineyards play out of bounds. They also play as a lateral hazard in a couple of spots, but either way, it's penalizing. Just the lay of the land itself and the way the rough is cut, it's usually fairly thick, it's penalizing. The hazards in various spots with the bunkers or the water hazards, lateral hazards are definitely penalizing. They're deep in spots and they're tough to get out of.
And accuracy is key. That's why the driver is not necessarily the best thing to carry around with you.
That is correct.
Okay. Well, there's this wonderful feature that you have after your number 9 and before you get to number 10. It's really for a tourist. It's a wonderful thing. Well, and are we going to take up to number 10 next?
Yeah, let's venture in our cart and head up the switchbacks. We have this beautiful, beautiful trail that takes you up to the 10th hole. It's about 180-foot climb up from the 9th green to the 10th tee, and we've coined it Lombard of Wente. After Lombard Street, obviously, in San Francisco, we have Lombard Street at Wente Vineyards.
And that's great.
It's a great switchback trail that goes right up to the 10th hole. You get a chance to actually turn around and see the lay of the land and the valley below you, the valley floor below you with the vineyards, and it's just absolutely gorgeous, particularly in the fall when the leaves are turning colors. You can't see anything like it in the world. It's just absolutely incredible.
Well, when we shot the T-Tour video last year, it was after a wet season, so it was quite lush and green. It was really beautiful.
Yeah, something else.
All right, let's tee off number 10, and this is not going to be too much fun unless you hit it properly. What should we do here?
Number 10 is the third of our 4 risk-reward holes that we have out here at the golf course, and it plays at about 275 yards to 300 yards for the men. The ladies will be playing from anywhere between 210 to 235 yards. The hole is with the trade winds we have, oftentimes coined the longest par 3 in California. We have the ability, or many players have the ability, to hit the green from that tee, but it is a short par 4, The play is actually to put the ball with a mid-iron into the middle of the fairway and give yourself a chance with a wedge into the green. It's a great birdie opportunity, fantastic eagle opportunity for those that have the game to be able to hit the green and be deadly accurate in hitting the green from the tee boxes. But don't make any mistake, if you miss the green, chances are you're going to be taking bogey or more.
Mm. Bring another sleeve with you for the back nine.
Exactly.
But it's not necessarily a low handicap hole, is it?
It's not. I think of it as one of our more difficult holes out there. Definitely, as far as your mindset is concerned, as far as your confidence level is concerned, it puts you to the test.
Wow. And so, okay, now we put it out in the middle of the fairway here, and that's the smart play. Tell me what we should do next.
Well, just a simple wedge. Again, it's one of those shots where if you have the confidence, you want to go for the pin, go for it. Please do. Playing for the center of the green is not going to hurt you. But if you have the ball above the hole on that green, be very careful, because that green is one of the slickest we have. And speed is definitely something that will take you apart on this hole. I've seen many players that have been 4 or 5 feet above this hole and have three-putted and walked away extremely frustrated.
Mm, interesting, and we're not going to use that language here. Okay, what do you want to go next?
Well, I think the 13th hole, the final hole of our risk-reward collection, another par 4, short par 4. It's about 350 yards from the men's tees. It's about 400 yards, just shy of 400 yards, from the championship tees and tournament tees. There's vineyards that you can't see off the tee box that play along the left-hand side. And as you get to the bottom of the valley, bottom of this hill, the hole turns off to the left and goes back up into the green. It's a dogleg left, and the green is a very small green. It's got a couple deep bunkers in around the right side of it, and as it plays from the valley in front of the green. The shot to play really off this one, again, is going with a long iron. If you have a 3-wood or a 5-wood, that's not a bad play either. You want to play it down in a low valley there, have an easy shot into the green, wedge into the green. But the tee shot here is very simple. You're going to see a house that sits off in the distance. It's actually the house that houses the manager for our cattle property that the course is adjacent to. And if you aim for this house, you are in perfect shape. You play it at about 225 to 240 yards off the tee, down in the valley. The ball will bounce and roll down into the valley, and you'll have an easy shot, second shot into the hole.
All right, so you're aiming, if you're not looking beyond the course to that house, where on the fairway should you be looking? You got a couple bunkers down there. Should you be aiming towards that bunker?
Yeah, you got a couple bunkers that are down there in the fairway. There's one that's on the right, and then there's one just a little bit further up the fairway on the right-hand side as well. And if you go for that second bunker, it's a little bit smaller bunker. That particular line right there is not bad to take, and it'll give you the best angle into the hole.
But don't try to cut any corners here.
Not unless you really want to, you know, take that risk on, and you know that you got the length, and you know you're deadly accurate.
You've seen it before.
You want to make sure you play it smart.
Yeah.
You want to golf smarter.
Are we pounding this off enough? Oh, I'm sorry, folks. All right, and then the green on this one.
Well, the green on this one has got a couple different levels to it, and there's a sharp incline between the two levels, too. The area in back of the green, the top tier, much smaller than the lower tier, and the green does slope from back to front. So if you're coming off the back tier to the lower tier, it will be a very, very fast putt. You have a good chance of rolling the ball right off the front edge of the green.
Mm, yummy.
You have to be very careful.
Okay. And then we're going to move on now that we've got one hole left, but there's five to play. What would you like to teach us about now?
Well, I think as we get down into the valley, I think that the hole, it's the coup de grace of the whole entire facility, is the 18th hole. It's a fantastic 475-yard long par 4. There's the creek that falls right into the pond that's adjacent to the green on 18 that cuts right through the middle of the fairway. And it's difficult to conceive this, but you actually aim for the center of this creek as it goes through the fairway. And if you play it just to a little bit to the right side, you'll be safe. You play it a little bit to the left side, you'll be safe. The best angle into this green is to play in the fairway on the left side of this creek. But if you play it either side, you have a good shot, a good chance of making par, And trust me when I say this, getting out with par on this hole is a big benefit for you.
But you do want to aim for that left side of the creek, and you're not always going to hit it, but just to play it safe and make yourself more comfortable for your second shot, play to the left side of the creek and aim for what?
Aim for, you want to aim for the bunker, the first bunker that you have there on the left-hand side.
And that's pretty far shot.
That's the ways out there, but you want to, you know, give yourself the best angle into the green. For the longer hitters, I would aim just to the right edge of that bunker, and you'll stay in the fairway. If you're looking to, you know, cut the corner a little bit and you don't have the length off the tee, it doesn't hurt you to play the right side because it does give you the shorter line into the green from the different from the left side.
And, okay, now let's go ahead towards our approach shot, towards the green.
We've got, it depends on what you're hitting there, but it can range anywhere from a wedge at about 100, 105, 110 yards all the way out to a 200-yard fairway shot, depending on what the weather's like and what the wind's doing to your ball. It is one of the most difficult and mind-bending approach shots you can have because you do have the water there on your right.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on where the pin placement is, you may feel that you have it in your game to go for that pin and be accurate. But there's a couple bunkers that are on the left side. There's a bunker that's in the back of the green. Basically, this green is surrounded by trouble. It's a big green, but it is surrounded by trouble. The best play is just go right for the center.
When is the windiest time of year? Or do you have winds just coming through all the time?
You know, it varies. Typically, the winter months are a little windier than the summer, but we do get some pretty stout winds coming through in a late spring and early summer. And they come up, you know, usually late afternoons,
okay.
3, 4 o'clock time frame. So you get some people out there for the twilight play. It can put them to the test.
And you're pretty dry during the summer, so you can get out for an early tee time and be out before the winds really start kicking in, too.
Absolutely.
If somebody wants to make a tee time, can they do it online?
Yeah.
Or should they just call the pro shop?
They can do it online. They should go to www.wentigolf.com, or they can contact the golf shop at 925-456-2475.
Now, just looking at the website, you guys have just changed it. It looks great. I noticed you can get a free round of golf on your birthday.
You can.
Tell me more.
Wow.
I'll come before that. But
you'll come before that. See, I think I'm turning 40 tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
It's a
promotion. We decided that we had a lot of interest from people who were coming out, and we saw a lot of birthday parties particularly coming out and playing at the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
We said, you know what, we need to do something for these folks that are celebrating their birthday. We need to give them a reason to bring a larger group out, if they can, out to the golf course. And here's our reason. Give them the free round of golf on their birthday.
Awesome. And what other things can you find on the website for the golf course?
There's numerous things. We have links to various ends of our property with Wente Vineyards, which include our restaurant, which is just a fantastic restaurant. We've got a summer concert series that takes place from the middle of June to the middle of September. They're releasing the 2006 summer concert series here, I believe, the beginning of April. And so you'll be able to go onto our website or the Wente Vineyards website at wentevineyards.com and be able to purchase tickets through Ticketmaster for those events. Plus, you have interest in the wines. If you have any love of the grape, there's a lot of information that can be had from the vineyard side of it as well as the wineries. For the golf course side, there's a lot of information about the golf course out there. You've got information on each one of the holes, and then you have information on different specials that are being promoted. And the club at Wente Vineyards is our beloved membership that we have. You can also go to www.clubwente.com. There's various memberships for golf, wine, and entertainment. And we will be introducing a new membership here probably in the late spring, early summer.
Tell me more.
It's a semi-public membership as opposed to being a semi-private membership. The semi-public membership allows public play in and around the members being able to play our golf course. The membership, individual memberships, we're playing with the pricing right now, but they're going to be somewhere between the $7,500 and $8,000 price range. We'll have a family membership that'll range somewhere around the $10,000 price range, and that'll be for an entire year with all access privileges at any time that the members want to play.
So cool.
It's going to be fantastic.
And that's why this guy said, sure, let's try a tee tour. He is quite a forward thinker when it comes to his golf course.
Well, I just think it was a great opportunity to really put a tool into a player's hands. Not only when they've already played the golf course a number of times, but prior to coming out and playing it for even the first time, or coming out and playing in a tournament round with friends or in a corporate outing, or whether it be stiff competition like we have with the Nationwide Tour, it gives the player an opportunity to see the golf course, to actually see the lay of the land, and to be able to strategically play the golf course the way they want to play it. They don't have to follow the instruction exactly to the letter as we play it on the golf course through the video, but they at least can see exactly what the idea and the concepts are behind the strategy in order to score well.
Well, what's so interesting is when we started producing the video and I came out there and we tested it with some of the golfers to get their reaction, and the thing that really surprised me about it was that people were saying, you know, I'd really like to see this after I played the course four or five times. That way I'll make sure that I'm playing it properly. And that was a huge surprise for me. I thought it would be something that people would want to see before they got out there, but they thought it's going to be confirmation that they're playing it the right way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It gives them some reassurance.
Well, that's Chris Conway, the deity of golf for the course at Wente Vineyards. Thanks so much for doing this, Chris, and hopefully everything's going to go well on the Nationwide Tour for the next 5 years for you.
Fred, I can't thank you enough for all your support.
All right, Chris, thanks a lot.
You got it, Fred. Have a great day.
Well, please tell your friends about the information that you've learned on Golf Smarter. You know, we really appreciate all kinds of feedback, whether you're listening through iTunes or any other website. Let them know what you think of Golf Smarter, and please let us know what you think of Golf Smarter. That really helps. And if you have a suggestion about a different course or a teacher or an architect that we'd like to talk to so you can get more information on how to play smarter, we'd love to help you out. Once again, I hope we help you understand that when you know the course, you're going to lower your score. It's really simple. It's always more fun to play when you golf smarter. Thanks for joining us. I'm Fred Green.